This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. On Thursday, in Chicago, Mayor Rahmbo Emanuel kicked off the Chicago Put Down the Gun Initiative, the goal to go at least 24 hours without any gun violence. Yes. He states, his honor, 3 years ago we had 24 hours without any gun violence. I believe we can do better than that. Doesn't say when that happened, if that was 24 hours in a row or anything else. I find that hard to believe. Anyway, and so they all walked away. Let the party begin, right? Well, the city's criminals did not get the memo, and it was a particularly bloody Memorial Day weekend in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune reported that a string of nearly two dozen shootings on the west side pushed the number of people shot during the Memorial Day weekend to at least 40, with two more days to go at that point. As of early Sunday morning, the toll stood at four dead, 36 wounded across the city, including a 15-year-old girl shot to death as she rode in a Jeep on Lakeshore Drive near Fullerton Avenue. Last year, 12 people were killed and 44 people were wounded over the holiday weekend. 19 of these people shot this weekend were wounded in or within a half mile of the Harrison District on the west side. That district, one of the city's most violent, is average size, but has more officers assigned to it than almost any other in the city. It is frequently the target of both prolonged drug operations and short-term extra patrols on holiday weekends. 13 of the 19 wounded in the Harrison District and an additional six nearby. It's no wonder that Rahmbo gets out there, gets behind a lectern, and has a nonsense initiative proclamation like this, rather than gun control like another liberal would, because his city already has the strict gun control there. So, he's out there saying, well, we've had 24 hours of gun violence back in the past. No gun violence at all back in the past. I don't remember when it was exactly. Don't know why that happened. It's sort of an anomaly. Anyway, I want it to happen again. If gun control actually worked, Chicago would be a paradise. And we can look past Chicago in making the case against gun control. In 2006, the seven least violent states were all shall issue right to carry states. Of the seven most violent states, three were none right to carry, includes D.C., since about 75% of all states are right to carry. 43% of the worst being non-right to carry makes those states overrepresented at the unpleasant end. Of course, my state falls in there too. And I have no idea how to mess with that one. The seven nations with the most guns per capita have 1.2 murders per 100,000 people, while the nine nations with the fewest guns have 4.4 murders per 100,000 people. On average, when state concealed handgun laws went into effect, murders fell by 7.7%, rapes fell 5.3%, aggravated assault fell 7.01%, robbery fell 2.2%, and violent crime as a whole fell 4.9%. Emmanuel could reduce the carnage in his city, but he's not interested in doing that because he's in control. He likes being in control. You know, it's not, it has nothing to do with the good citizens of Chicago. He could swallow his pride and admit that a change of gun policy is in order because what he's got going on ain't working. But that's not going to happen. That's not. You're never going to see a Rahm Emanuel, okay, Loretta Weinberg, a Charles Schumer, an Andrew Cuomo. You're never going to see them say that gun control was the wrong idea. Because that's not part of their lexicon. Gun control is great, according to them. Gun control is great. As a matter of fact, it's so great that it even is, it's more wanted than anything else. Here we have a letter to the editor in Wisconsin. Now, in Wisconsin, Attorney General Brad Schimmel thinks the mandate from the Obama administration to allow transgender students in the bathroom of the gender with which they identify, he thinks it's a radical experiment. That's at, the question is asked at Madison.com. As well, she might. Wisconsin is one of 11 states suing the Obama administration for threatening to remove federal funding from schools that refuse to transgenderize their bathrooms. She figures it's no biggie. Students and adults have been using the bathrooms they feel are appropriate to their chosen gender for a long time now. As far as she's concerned, there's a more important social experiment chugging along in the background. If you want an action meant to turn workplaces and educational settings across the country into laboratories for a massive social experiment, I would suggest you look at the NRA's attempts to put firearms of all sizes, ammunition capacities, and firing speeds into the hands of every American of any age, mental state, and history of violence. Guns in schools, churches, offices, bars, sports stadiums, and government buildings. Where will it stop? I say that as a social experiment to see how long this country can remain a reasonable place reasonable people want to inhabit. So I missed that, obviously. I did not realize that the NRA wanted to... they haven't called my 3-year-old granddaughter, who's going to be 3 in it this month. They haven't called her up and said, "Hey, ready for your gun, young lady?" She doesn't even know I carry guns. She's not going to know I carry guns until she's old enough to know. It's not that big of a thing. That's what her parents want, but you know. And I honor her parents' wishes. I just found that interesting because here we're talking about something that just started happening. We've decided that gender is not really a thing anymore, which is, you know, it's of all the things I've ever worried about, it's never been about gender. I've always figured out, hey, there's a woman over there, and I've always known I'm a man over here, and I hang out with men. I know they're men. No issues at all. And then this starts where we've got transgender, whatever that is. I could get in so much trouble for this, for saying that I don't. Well, I'm not in New York, though. That's the tough part. That's the hard part for them. And, you know, the Obama administration needs to not worry about restrooms in states. And they also, this bleeding heart hoplophobe who thinks that everybody's trying to put, or especially the NRA, trying to put the guns into the hands of people of all ages, mental state, and history of violence. We don't care. Criminals, nutcases, children, come step up. Get your gun. We got one for you. Yes, little lady? Oh, yes, you want a .44. Here you go. Well, hello there, deranged madman. What would you like to have? Oh, something that fires a lot and often. Okay, here you go. Not exactly not exactly on the agenda of the NRA. I know I was there. We'll be right back.
communication has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.org. .com. Excuse me. Getting my sponsors confused there. Whenever you guys see me shooting in a video, Ammunition Depot and I have gotten together. I don't follow sports anymore. There's a big reason. There's a lot of reasons why I don't follow sports. One, everybody in the professional sporting world today, they are all prima donnas, bar none. They are all prima donnas in some way or form or fashion. I'm sure they were all prima donnas when I was a kid, but I don't know about that. There's nobody that plays the game to me, in the way that, I mean, I was like defense, like on football, I like defense. So, you know, Dick Butkus, that was my guy. Baseball, Hammer and Hank Aaron. Or Willie Mays, who was he was very dangerous at the plate, and he could range the outfield, all over the outfield. Had an arm that wouldn't stop. You know, those days are gone, and we're likely never going to see them again. They have been followed. The actual players have been followed now by the sports announcers. I don't know why anybody out there watches ESPN today, to be honest with you, because ESPN is bought into the whole Black Lives Matter, hands up, don't shoot thing. That's important because sports are entertainment, and they're high-dollar entertainment, too. But the thing about sports, if you look at any sport out there, it's all about offense, defense, taking defending real estate, holding the line, not letting somebody score. They're all just some sort of a reference to combat. So sports being this look at me thing, that whole I need the attention right now stuff. And the fact that, you know, I know these guys are young. I've watched these guys get in there and they earn more money than some countries will make in the amount of time they spend in the NFL. And then they retire, and then in a few short years when that regular income and endorsement stops, they're broke. They will have earned $100-some-odd million. Mike Tyson earned $400 million when he was a boxer. And he's filed bankruptcy. How on earth is that possible? But that's all beside the point. I'm getting off on track here. Because, you see, ESPN columnist, he was unnerved the other day. He believes there's been a shift towards authoritarianism at sporting events because now law enforcement officers in their law enforcement uniforms, which unfortunately today include all kinds of combat accoutrements, some of them are singing the national anthem. And this mealy-mouthed punk, Howard Bryant, he's unnerved. He wrote an article called The Unspoken Truth, and it's not available online, but Clay Waters, who perused the piece, he's at Newsbusters, broke it down, this particular view. What we get is this. Policing is clearly one of the most divisive issues in the country, except in the sports arena, where the post-9/11 hero narrative has been so deeply embedded within its game day fabric that policing is seen as a clean, heroic, uncomplicated. Following the marketing strategy of the military, police advocacy organizations have partnered with teams from all four major league leagues to host law enforcement appreciation nights or similar events. Nobody seems to care much about this authoritarian shift at the ballpark, yet the media and the public are quick to demand accountability from players they consider insufficiently activist. They blame these black players for not speaking up on behalf of their communities, ignoring the smothering effect that staged patriotism and cops singing the national anthem in a time of Ferguson have on player expression. It's indirectly stifled while the increasing police pageantry at games sends another clear message. The sentiments of the poor in Ferguson and Cleveland do not matter. While athletes are routinely criticized for not doing more, it is conveniently ignored how deeply their employers have mobilized against the most powerless elements of their fan base. So we're quoting, we're basing our premise on the time of Ferguson, where a cop shot a guy trying to kill him, charging him. Not a gentle giant. Guy stuck his, you know, he got in the guy's car while the guy was in the car and wrestled him for his gun. Because he wanted to kill the cop. He broke the cop's face. He broke the ocular orbit around his eye. You know how much force that takes to break that bone? It's a little bit like being slammed with a sidewalk, I suspect. And it's all about some false narrative about the police, about how divisive it is. There's nothing divisive about it. Look, you want the little darlings not to get shot anymore. Here's my recommendation. If a police officer rolls up on them and they've got a toy gun, don't pull it out of your pants. It's not going to work. We cannot fault them for not being able to see at a distance. I know a few of them. These guys don't have binoculars mounted to their face. You might say, well, if they're going to shoot little Tommy, maybe they should. Well, maybe you should teach little Tommy not to turn on the cop with a gun, even if it's a fake one pointed at him. Because, you know what? Children kill. They do it every day. Go to Chicago. Go check it out. Seldom do fans think about socio-political context of those who sing the national anthem prior to the start of a game. You know, nobody said anything about Beyonce and her little thing that she did at the Super Bowl. That became a Black Lives Matter, Black Panther protest. Most people during the time of the national anthem are still waiting in line for a hamburger that costs $6, or hot dogs that cost $12, or fries and chicken tenders, which are $20, and beer, of course, you know, of course, beer. They want to see a good game, not debate whether a police officer singing the national anthem means we don't care about Ferguson, Missouri, or something. Bryant took umbrage about the way in which the Chicago Blackhawks acknowledged Veterans Day. There's not just deceit in these practices, but also an insulting distortion of history and images. The Chicago Blackhawks, I'll finish that on the other side. This is important enough to where I want to finish it. We'll move on after that. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using that computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube, a performance made in the USA, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When I last left you, 4.5 minutes ago, I was talking about ESPN columnist Howard Bryant, who seems to take exception at anything he doesn't. And, you know, how do you know when you're getting approval of him? Now, you know, he doesn't like for law enforcement to sing the national anthem. And he, in the past, in 2015, he took umbrage with the way in which the Chicago Blackhawks acknowledged Veterans Day. He wrote, there's not just deceit in these practices, but also an insulting distortion of history and images. The Chicago Blackhawks ostensibly honored Veterans Day with a camouflage jersey containing the Blackhawks logo in the center. Clearly uninterested in the colliding imagery, the systematic removal of Native tribes occurred at the hands of the U.S. Army. Since 9/11, America has conflated the armed forces with first responders, creating a mishmash of anthem-singing cops and surprise homecomings in a time of Ferguson and militarized police. Tensions continue to mount in aggrieved communities, yet the L.A. Dodgers pandered to police by holding Law Enforcement Appreciation Night in September. Check it, you miserable excuse for... You're an activist supposed to be a reporter. Go back and, if you really want to go into history, go back and look at those African tribes that those people were black, that would go catch other Africans and sell them into slavery, and then get back to me. Then get back to me. If you really want to start getting into all of this history, because getting out there and looking at what, you know, conflating this idea that the mindset today is probably a direct descendant of what we came from, the military heritage of everything that was involved, is stupid. It's stupid. It is. And if, you know, if you're really concerned with black lives, which, you know, I'm concerned with black lives because they're American lives. That's what I'm concerned with. I'm concerned with American lives. Then you, pal, need to go beyond the Chicago Blackhawks Stadium and go into the Harrison area, the Harrison District. Go there where all the violence is happening, and you get out there and you tell them. And you get them to stop, and then maybe I'll listen to you. But all of this polarizing that you're doing, you're not... I didn't even know you existed till I read this and got angry at the very fact that you take up space in my country. Somebody that's always trying to create a problem where there is no problem. there's all kinds of terms for you. Moving on, though, because I want to move on. Presidential politics. Well, Hillary Clinton, in addition to... The Huffington Post put out an article where they're talking about her being indicted. I'm sure that got pulled really quick. I'm sure that the Team Clinton is very unhappy about that. They're also taking drastic measures because they're in a panic over California. They may still have the support of the Democratic Party bosses and the superdelegates, but there's so many popular votes to be won in California. And an embarrassing showing in the nation's most populous state would leave her campaign reeling. If she got all of the superdelegates and hence won the state, despite being beaten 3-1, 5-1, 2-1, whatever it turned out to be, being beaten by a percentage, 6%, 6 points, I don't know, whatever it may turn out to be, she's going to look like she's got a fixed democratic process, which she does. That there is no doubt about it. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Clinton cheerleader. Everybody on these committees, Barney Frank, Clinton cheerleader. Daniel Malloy, governor of Connecticut, cheerleader. So, she does not want the spectacle of the Philadelphia convention settling on her reluctantly as Bernie supporters go wild, pointing out that he's been a winner and she's been a loser for the last several months. All true. So, Hillary Clinton upended her campaign schedule and added more stops in California in an effort to prevent an embarrassing loss to Bernie Sanders. She originally planned to campaign for 2 days this week in New Jersey, which, why would Hillary Clinton need to campaign in New Jersey? Or Bernie Sanders, for that. Any Democrat in New Jersey. That should be a no-brainer. They're going to win. But at last minute, Clinton canceled an event on Thursday and will instead return to California for a 5-day swing. Change comes as Sanders has barnstormed California, not leaving the state in more than a week. And they're finding that the race is closing significantly. Nobody likes Hillary Clinton, okay? Nobody likes her. Bill Clinton doesn't like her. Chelsea may like her a little bit, but she's conflicted. In California, Clinton's lead over Sanders is narrowed to 2 points. Polls don't mean anything. Polls mean that the people they're polling are saying this. That's what they're saying. And they may change what they're saying, but they're not hitting all the voters. That's the thing about polls. They're hitting a sample. And sometimes they take that sample and completely change the data because they're agenda-driven. And when the data is so insurmountable as to where they've got to get out there and tell the truth, that's a bad sign. But exit polls mean less than polls. Exit polls were designed to keep you from voting. Yeah. They were designed to keep people that work from voting primarily because, that you know, they're, especially if you listen, they're playing them in drive time radio in your locality saying, well, projections indicate that with 0.2% of all precincts reporting in, Clinton wins by a landslide over Trump. And then you're going to go, oh, my God, and go home and cry without voting. So don't listen to any polls. Go vote who you want to vote for. There's little prospect that Clinton's hastily arranged events in California will match the size or enthusiasm of Sanders' rallies. Sanders is new. He's new to the process. He's been around forever. He's a Marxist. Well, I don't know if I'd call him a Marxist. He's definitely a socialist. He's always been a, you know, a spend other people's money kind of guy. And, you know, gosh, in California, there's only two classes. It's the billionaires and the welfare. So, California allocates delegates by congressional districts, so there will be a split between the two candidates, and the only question is who will get more. A lopsided total for Sanders will leave Clinton humiliated and me laughing out loud. That part is the part that most people don't quite understand. I don't like Clinton. I really don't like Clinton. I don't like somebody that thinks the rules don't apply to you. The rules apply to everybody. God's law applies to everybody. Karma, whatever you want to call it, it applies to everybody, and especially to people that are supposed to be watching out for the country. Clinton is only in it for the money and the power. She's only in it. She's got something that most people never are going to have. She's got Secret Service protection for the rest of her life. She's been a Secretary of the State for no reason. She's been a Senator for no reason. Most people would sit back and say, wow, I really pulled one over on these folks. But no, she wants to be president. And for some reason, everybody seems to think, well, Hillary wants to be president, so I guess she ought to be president. I'm not one of them. I do not believe Hillary Clinton should be the president of the United States. I believe Hillary Clinton should be assigned a number. I believe she should be locked up in her house in Chappaqua or something. I believe she should be found guilty of espionage. She'll probably get pardoned, but she'll always be a saboteur. And I don't know how that plays. I really don't know how that plays. We'll be right back.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As we go away, Weekly Standard editor Bill Kristol is offering a heads up via Twitter that an as yet unspecified independent conservative candidate will run for president on Twitter. He says all of that with a strong team and a real chance. Now, Donald Trump, of course, which is the whole problem for Bill Kristol, hit back in his characteristic style, calling out names. Bill Kristol has been wrong for 2 years, an embarrassed loser, but if the GOP can't control their own, then they're not a party. Be tough. The Republican Party has to be smart and strong if it wants to win in November. Can't allow lightweights to set up a spoiler indie candidate. If dummy Bill Kristol actually does get a spoiler to run as an independent, say goodbye to the Supreme Court. That statement is correct. If you want Hillary Clinton to decide how the Second Amendment's going to run for the rest of our lives, let's have President Clinton then. Rudy Tikala of the Washington Examiner points out that time is of the essence. One key state is already out of the question for ballot access, and another's ballot deadline looms. It's not clear from Kristol's message whether the name of a candidate would be produced over the weekend or at an undisclosed date in the future. But time for the purported candidate is already short. The deadline for making it on the November ballot in Texas passed on May the 9th. The next deadline is North Carolina, where the candidate will need to provide about 90,000 signatures from supporters by June 9th in order to make it on the ballot. So that means a machine has to be put in place. Then you have to get all of these state chapters opened up with feet on the ground to go out and start gathering. So really, this is a bunch of hogwash coming from him. We're entering the realm of logistical impossibility. Kristol ignores the Libertarian Party, which just nominated two former GOP governors, Gary Johnson and William Weld, and is currently polling around 10% support in this year of dissatisfaction with the major party nominees. And that's bad. I don't know why nobody understands that. When you are the when you get out there and say, what, you don't like the main guys? Well, I am the alternative. and you can't get any support. Now, Crystal has been a backer of active U.S. intervention overseas a number of times, and the libertarians tend to take a hands-off policy towards military action abroad. In fact, there seems to be very little practical chance for such a candidacy to succeed. Richard Baer emails and asks, what exactly is the point of having another candidate who will not be on the ballot everywhere and who will win no states? Now, Brett Stevens of the Wall Street Journal is upfront about his point. I want to make a vote to make sure that Trump has, that he is the biggest loser in presidential history since, I don't know, Alf Landon or going back further. George Will is another member of the spurned lover faction, seeking to punish voters for forsaking the intellectual class of conservatives. Were Trump to be nominated, conservatives would have two tasks. One would be to help him lose 50 states, consign punishment for his comprehensive disdain for conservative essentials, including the manners and grace that should lubricate the nation's civic life. Second, conservatives can try to save from the anti-Trump undertow as many senators, representatives, governors, and state legislators as possible. So, for the moment at least, Crystal is not embracing the Valhalla version of the conservative policy, but or the purity. But the idea of an independent candidate not even on the ballot in major states winning is a fantasy. Now, Crystal, despite his thing about Trump, he's not a dummy. He makes a living with a website, and he gets paid to write on the website. It used to be a magazine, now it's a website. But he is clearly not thinking clearly. Now, for these other guys, okay? Brett Stevens of the Wall Street Journal. Why don't you just come out and say, I'm going to vote for Hillary, and leave it at that. And George Will. Everybody likes George Will. He's like a caricature of what Mr. Wilson would have been as a younger man in Dennis the Menace to me. Whenever I see him with those little glasses and that nondescript face and that perfect helmet hair. He says, were Trump to be nominated, conservatives would have two tests. I got bad news for you, sir. Whenever there's a Republican regime in place, you are GOP. You're not conservative. The conservatives are tired of being lied to by the GOP. People are tired of being lied to by the Republicans. The Republicans get out there and say, well, if you give us this, we'll do this. Then we do that. And they don't. They don't. They get out there and people like my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, think because Barack Obama won the election that he should get everything he wants with no opposition whatsoever from Congress, with no check or balance in place from the Senate. Just give it to him just because he won. That's not why these guys exist. That's not why these guys exist. As far as, you know, in my state of South Carolina, we got a bunch of local elections about to happen, and a bunch of Republicans are going to go down in flames, and that's because they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything. They don't. And that's the problem with most politicians. The problem with politicians today, unless it's a politician that catches the, like, for example, Alan West. I thought Alan West, one-term U.S. representative out of Florida, I thought he was outstanding. He couldn't even, he served one term. He was in Congress for 2 years. And yet he caught the nation's fancy. He caught their attention. And he just got elected as a board member of the NRA. Trey Gowdy's another one. Jason Chaffetz. These guys that you see in the news constantly, they're part of especially in the House. There's 435 members in the House. And the northeastern blue states keep losing members, and we keep gaining members in various parts of the country that are more red because people leave the blue states because they drive everybody away. Taxation is high, business is down, crime goes up, anti-gun, anti-this, anti-that, anti-capitalism, everything. So, but most politicians, at the end of the day, don't do anything. There's representatives in the U.S. House that you've never heard of unless you voted for them. And nobody else has heard of them. So when we see these pundits getting out here and these politicians that don't do anything are beginning to have to pay the price. And that is what elections are for. The Republicans are paying the price for not doing anything. If they had been a party of action, if they had been a party, even the Newt Gingrich version, if they'd been the Newt Gingrich version, at least he made some sort of an effort. But no, we don't have that with McConnell. We did not have that with Boehner. We don't have that with Ryan. All of these yahoos, all of these pundits that are out there. I'm telling you right now, and I don't care. And like Ted Nugent says in the interview, I'm going to start thinking about ordering a purse because I think Trump is going to club her like a baby seal. I love that line. And I'm going to order me a baby seal purse because Trump is probably going to be the next president. And everybody's going to, all of the Republican pundits are going to be out there. The Glenn Becks of the world, they're out there just grimacing and all this other stuff and everything because Trump is not like them. But that's the problem. We had people like them. These guys, you know what? I would love to wake up one morning and not have any more anti-gun politics and just come on, call Genesis up and say, look, I only need an hour now to do my show because anti-gun guys have gone away and I can just talk about the joy of guns and the mechanics and the gear and everything else coming out. I would love that, but you know what? That's just not going to happen. Because for some people, always having to fight against things is a good thing. And there's not enough people like me in the political fight that want to get out there and actually see a shift. It's good for business to have liberals in charge and to take the country down because then they got something to talk about and to write about. Nobody wants, you know, they think if it doesn't bleed, it's not going to lead. They don't think the country is in distress. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.